It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is the Drive Brouhaha and Brews News with her Linda. Val Allen is here from Anderson Valley Brewing Company. And from the beverage people, our great friend Gabe, who I keep not recognizing when he comes in because of the mask.
I guess my mask is too big.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think you need a smaller mask.
Well, they say cover your nose and mouth. I'm sorry.
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you, Steve.
All right. They're doing pre-order pickups 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and walk-up orders noon to 4 at the Beverage People on Pioneer Road.
Well, they have big news also, which is another reason why we had Val come in with Gabe, because they are doing, you know, the homebrew. You can get kits there. So if, like, there's a style of beer that you really love, you can get a kit at the Beverage People, and they're doing the Gosa with Fal Anderson Valley's kind of, I don't know if it's the recipe or not.
Same recipe, yeah.
It is the same recipe, and you can pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can make your own Gosa at home.
Absolutely. Yeah. We share the same supply chain. Like, homebrew shops like us, we pull in ingredients from the same supply chain. So when Fal releases this recipe for us, we can simply pack it and produce it for you guys.
And, you know,
Linda, shove that mic into Gabe a little more, please.
He's
During the pandemic, people have gotten all excited about making bread. And, you know, anybody can make bread, for God's sakes, to make beer. Now, that should be the new challenge for people, to get out there and you think you can make bread? Well, try making beer. Yeah, it's like watery bread, but still.
Yeah.
A lot of people were, though, right, during the shutdown, right? A lot of homebrewers?
No, we've had people making tons of beer.
Good.
So, and it's the same group of people. If you're one of those people that makes bread and you haven't approached beer, you're probably a candidate.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
Val's on the right topic here.
Yeah. So, I think everybody should be doing it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of them are. Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters since, my God, 1980. And now we're not just talking beer. We're talking winemaking, cider. You can even learn to make mead. I'll leave that one alone. But
olives, cheese.
Oh, and the cheese and olives.
Ooh,
and
cheese.
Everything.
Cider.
And all sorts of fermented food. Gabe, talk again about the history of the Beverage People.
We're one of perhaps about 650 homebrew shops in the country. So support independently owned, operated homebrew shops that support your knowledge base, support you with commercial supplies, potentially recipes such as Fowl's providing in this case, so you can make your own Gosa. And so we're there for you. We're the shop's basically open. It's stocked with brewing ingredients, winemaking supplies, instructions to make your own beer, wine,
cheese. If they go
to
thebeveragepeople.com, they can find out everything you're doing, and then they can order and pick up.
Yeah, I wish they would. We've got lots of instructions there. It's a good launching point to understand how the process works. And then, of course, there's lots of literature.
This Gosa that you guys are doing is the basic original Gosa, like without the flavors and everything else.
Basic Gosa with a really complicated name that I suppose Fal could explain.
Explain Gosa. It's G-O-S-E.
Yeah.
What the hell is it?
And I'm cracking
it's a German beer, and we're going to change the name because it is too complicated. It's a German beer that's been around for about 1,000 years. So it's probably one of the oldest surviving beer styles in the world. And it is a sour wheat beer. And it's got a little bit of salinity to it. And that's unusual for German beers, well, really most beers. And then a sour wheat beer is very unusual for a German beer. But it's one of the oldest German styles. And it gained, you know, it was wildly popular in the 1300s. I know you guys know that.
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's the first time I had it.
And then it petered out a little bit, but it had a huge comeback in the 1700s and 1800s, where the town of Leipzig, they were known for that more than anything else. And the town of Leipzig is also, you know, it's where some of the best libraries in the world are, and they have a great orchestra. And then, again, it fell on hard times during World War II, shockingly. Mm. Many German breweries had a hard time during World War II.
Sure.
And then it completely disappeared for a while, and it made a resurgence in the 80s, right before the wall fell. And after the wall fell, it got even more popular, and then it kind of died out again. And just about, 10 years ago, it had a little resurgence here in America, and now you've seen it all over the world.
You wrote the book on Gosa as well for the Brewers Association. So, like, if you like, there's actually a book that Fal wrote about that beer style, about Gosa, and this is actually the perfect summer beer too. I call it because it has electrolytes in it with the salt and the coriander. Oh, yeah. Like, you could ride a bike and then you like replace your electrolytes. Yeah. Perfect. It's healthy.
That's this one.
Yeah, taste it. Yeah.
I found my wife loves this beer when we go. Frisbee golfing, disc golfing up at Anderson Valley, and it's often hot, and so it's a wonderful disc golf beer.
Oh, that is good.
Mm-hmm. Is that good?
It's light, it's lemony, it's got a little wheat, you know, note to it. It's a little bit saline, but not too much.
Got the lemony thing going. That's great.
Yeah, and easy to drink, low in alcohol. So
yeah, what's the ABV?
4.2. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pretty light in alcohol. You can have a couple.
Pretty light.
Yeah.
That's like no alcohol.
Yeah.
4.5?
Well, the black rice is 3.8. Mm-hmm. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a new trend in beers, craft beers, is to have less alcohol. So there's a lot of things on either end. Yeah, I agree. I think it's great.
Sessionable.
Right.
So you can sit down and drink a few in a session. But in England, actually, they charge a tax over beers over anything over 4.5. And that extra tax that they charge goes to transportation, towards the tube, you know, their subway. Like, the taxis aren't ridiculous. The buses are really inexpensive. And that's because of anything. It has a lot to do with the alcohol tax going towards transportation, which I wish we'd do here.
Yeah.
That's why they've got a long history with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Hell, if we did that here, we'd have airplanes from Santa Rosa to San Francisco. There'd be so much money. It's Brew Ha Ha and Brews News, brought to you by the Beverage People. Val Allen is here from Anderson Valley Brewing, and Gabe Jackson talking about the Beverage People. It's so cool that you're doing what you're doing during this pandemic and the mayhem.
And we're doing the best we can, so I appreciate you saying that. It's been very interesting being a retailer these days.
Oh, I bet.
But we very much want you guys to have things to do at home, so we've got processes in place. So if anybody wants to make stuff, the stuff we do, you can get a hold of it.
And that's the nice thing about you guys also, is you actually can get, you know, people can like look online for stuff. It's not the same thing as calling and talking to someone about advice. Like advice about, like, gosh, my beer looks like this, or my olives are kind of brown, what did I do wrong? Or can, like, I'm testing my water, what do I do? And
that's really what people count on us for, which it's still happening. It's a little more challenging. We're still talking with you guys on the phone if you want to chat with us.
But you're all hobbyists. You all do this.
Yeah. Our whole staff does this stuff. We're on a continual basis. We try to keep up with research and coming out with new instructions. Like today, we're coming out with a Gosa kit by Fal.
Nice.
We try to keep this stuff flowing to get to you guys, to get to your houses.
Yeah, it's the Anderson Valley Gosa recipe, which is cool. And I think we're going to do the Boont Amber recipe in the near future.
We hope so, yeah.
Love the Boont Amber.
Yeah.
My predecessor at the shop, we call him our spirit guide because he's passed on, but he was a religious man. His name was Byron Birch. He was a wonderful man. He ran the shop for about 30 years, and Fal knew him.
He was a religious man. Beer was his religion.
Yeah.
I remember,
Amen, brother.
I started as a home brewer 30-whatever years ago. We don't go too far back.
In Seattle?
Yeah, in Seattle. And we were talking earlier that there were no books on brewing that were accessible for any, you know, home brewer. But Byron had written one of them. So he was godlike in my mind, you know. And when I finally got to meet him, I mean, probably in the early 90s, it was a unique event. It was great. He's a very kind, and he'd always been helpful with advice, you know, if you wrote to him or called him.
He had great tips, too.
Yeah.
Every tip was a gem.
Gabe Jackson's here from the Beverage People, and, of course, Fal Allen from Anderson Valley Brewing. Give us another little hint of what you guys are doing up there.
Our pub's not open. We can't do that, sadly.
Right.
But we're doing a full remodel of the pub since we can't open it, and we are turning the entire 28 acres into a German beer garden kind of feel. It'll be like a beer park.
It sounds magical.
Yeah.
We're hoping it will be.
Can we move Oktoberfest then to... Let's do Oktoberfest.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Anderson Valley. We could do that staycation Oktoberfest.
Yeah. We have a beer fest up there every year in May or late April, depending on the year. And we camp, you know, the The fairgrounds camps 3,000 people there for that.
Wow.
And the brewery camps over 1,000 people.
I've stayed there. It's fun.
So, you know, we certainly have the facility to do that. That'd be fun. Yeah, Oktoberfest.
You could just do circles for everybody. Keep your pretzels, your beer inside the circle, yeah. Socially distanced.
I'm not sure we're going to make it this year, but hopefully
soon.
2021, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So we're excited, you know. Even though we're not open, people can come up and play disc golf. We've got an 18-hole disc golf course, which I think, Gabe, you're up there playing more than I am, I bet.
As often as I can. I've got 2 boys, 7 and 10.
Gabe, talk about it. Disc golf. That's not the frisbee golf.
But it doesn't matter. It's just fun, especially when you go up to Anderson Valley Brewing Company. You've got some Goza. It's, you know, maybe 2-3 beers as you spend the whole afternoon in the sun, maybe with your family, maybe with your friends. It's just, you don't have to be good. I'm terrible, and it's a wonderful good time.
I'm terrible, and I started playing in college, which was a ways back.
I wanted to remind people that...
Yes, I would think so. Just like me, dude.
Yeah.
That Brews News is also brought to you by Russian River Brewery, and they're doing the Pliny for President and the Black is Beautiful Imperial Porter right now.
Too. Explain everything there.
Oh, my gosh. So Pliny for President, they're doing a Pliny the Elder... vertical next to the Pliny for President, which is actually the base for the Pliny for President, but it's double dry hop.
And again, this is not Pliny the Younger, folks.
No.
So don't get too excited.
The Elder.
I think Pliny for President and the Black is Beautiful from Russian River, probably two of the most sought-after beers right now in the world because they're rare.
Our customers have been talking about it.
Oh, yeah. You can only get the Black is Beautiful at the 2 pubs on 4th Street and in Windsor as well.
And in Windsor, they're still... they've got the little outside patio
something.
They got outdoor seating.
Yeah, you can't go into the backyard there. They're not set up for that right now. But the bottle shop is open. But you can sit outside at 4th Street, and they have the outdoor seating and have pizza and my favorite wings and Pliny Bites and beers. And, you can have dogs outside, so that's kind of cool. But the Black is Beautiful Imperial Porter turned out so fabulous.
We tasted it.
Yeah,
and last week.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, that was very good.
And it benefits local charities, Legal Aid and the Innocence Project.
The beverage people, and we're talking about, most people know them about learning how to brew beer at home, but there's winemaking, there's cider, you can learn to make kombucha and kefir and cheese and olives and all sorts of stuff.
We specialize in alcohol production, but we also can help you make things that are non-alcoholic.
And Herlinda, did the cheese thing.
I did the cheese class there. I learned how to make ricotta. Mm. I've done beer with Bob Peake that used to be one of the owners of Beverage People.
Yeah.
He's retired now. And I've made wine from there, garage-like wine. And I've made cider from there.
Bob, yeah.
And now I'm about to do... olives from there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they're going to help me from my friend's trees, and I'm going to learn how to cure olives.
Olives are so easy. Don't be afraid of olives.
Yeah, I'm not.
As long as you have time.
I'm not afraid to eat them. I'm afraid to make them, but...
we know who's going to have them.
How long does it take to cure them anyway?
Well, so the fast... What you usually eat is cured olives, so if you're happy with those kind of plump, buttery, salty ones, those are fast. You can basically be eating those in 10 to 14 days. If you prefer salt cured, water cured, that takes time. But lye cure is fast.
Gabe, you just handed me this this thing wrapped in plastic. It says, The Kimmy, the Yink, and the Holy Gosey by Anderson Valley Brewing Company. 5 gallons. Now, this is what is this exactly, since I...
So what you're holding is a beer kit. It's a part of a beer kit. There's actually... That's really small. So there's separately, because you can either choose to make an extract-based kit or an all-grain kit. That's why you're not holding all this grain. There's 10 pounds of grain over here on the floor.
That's grain?
Yeah. The barley and malt. Barley malt and...
And wheat.
And wheat.
And wheat. This one's wheat-based.
And then do you have it, like the salt of the kit and everything as well? What about, is there coriander seeds in there too?
So in this case, Fowl gave us instructions about a saline solution, and we produced that.
Don't inject it.
A bowl full of saline,
Oh, nice.
Just you add to the beer before you package it in bottles or kegs.
Oh, nice. That's a good way to do it. You know, usually people just take, you know, not table salt because it's iodized, but some sort of sea salt and have to figure that all out. So you've made it easier for them, which is very cool.
So it's all pre-measured.
Yeah, that's part of our job. Mm-hmm. Of course, people come with recipes. Perhaps they know file, and file give them a different recipe. And we can help you with that, too. But we try to make the kits fast, simple. You don't have to think too much. You've got what you need.
This is very cool. I mean, this has got a lot of stuff in it. And maybe I could even... No, I couldn't.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you
but
could.
You people could.
I can. And I might, because Ghost says one of my favorite styles that I got into because of Fowl's Anderson Valley Gosa. And then also, he's got the other one here, too. There's a framboise.
Oh, yeah.
Raspberry Gosa that
I tasted that today. It was great.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorites.
Homebrewers should know that, you know, the recipe that we're doing with Gabe and beverage people is the base that we use for all of our gozas. So if you want to make a fruited goza, all you have to do is take that recipe and add fruit. You know, add it towards the end of the fermentation and let her rip.
Yeah, and if you come up with a vision based on Fowl's beers, perhaps as raspberry framboise or something else, we can help you execute.
I'm thinking Santa Rosa plums.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Santa Rosa plums, which everybody has on their trees and their yards around here.
Love the Santa Rosa plums.
Yeah, yeah. They're tangy, and they would work with the sour in that, too. And
I love local ingredients, and that's one great thing about being a home brewer. You can afford to, you know, go out and do things like pick berries or, you know, branches, you make a redwood beer or a, you know, Madrone berry beer or anything kind of you want, because it's a 5-gallon batch. It's a doable thing. When you're making, you know, hundreds or thousands of gallons, you can't go out and pick Madrone berries.
We've got this advantage on you, Phil.
Exactly.
We
do.
And we have
like
a
crazy
president to thank for being able to legally homebrew after Prohibition in America.
Well, not this president.
No, God, no. And he doesn't even drink.
But, no, Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
That's right.
He made homebrewing legal.
Personal hero of mine.
Yep.
I've forgotten
from the
about
South,
that.
You gotta love that. Yep. And is it legal to distill at home yet? I don't think it is.
No,
right?
Not in this country.
No.
You can move to New Zealand and distill legally.
Okay. Well, I mean, they don't have any COVID. Cool.
In New Zealand, they speak English and they write great books. I've heard this from our customers.
Nelson Hops.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And it's a beautiful place. Just like our place.
And they're disease-free.
Well, they're COVID-free.
But they won't let us in.
Yeah. We don't know about the whole disease list, but they're COVID-free, and that's important. Want to thank Gabe Jackson from the Beverage People and the amazing Fowl Allen from Anderson Valley Brewing. Fowl, best of luck as always. Keep it going at Anderson Valley Brewing Company and thebeverage.com. Gabe, great to see you as always.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Steve. It was great to be here. This is the place to be if you guys could see what's happening in the studio.
I'm glad
I left my house today.
We had a guest a couple of years ago back in the old studio. We had a guest on, and there was 8 people in the studio, and we're tasting all this stuff. And I said, "How you doing?" He goes, "This is the best bar in Santa Rosa."
And it is. It is nowadays.
Fal and Gabe and, of course, Herlinda, thank you so much, guys. Herlinda, we'll see you next week.
Yes, next week we have Tara Jasper from Sip Song Spirits. She's actually going to be in studio. I'm very, very, very excited to have her in.